the refining of silver. There is a sign that notifies the refiner that the silver is now pure. And that is after that the refiner has passed the silver through fire for a number of times. He looks at the silver to see if he will see his reflection on the silver. If not, he repeats the process. He keeps repeating the process till he sees himself in the silver. This is the story of the priest and his holy God. He did not see it as a refiner and a purifier of silver. Will he not purify the sons of Levi? My God, he will come as a fuller soul and purify. He will purge his house. He will purge his vessels. My God. believe, I need you to understand this sound. You see, the agenda of the devil against the priest of Yeshua is to stain their garments so that he can stand against them in the courts of Zion, just like he stood against the priest. We are a prophetic breed who the gates of hell wants to shut. He wants to pollute our minds, pollute our sight, infiltrate our thoughts. But we say no. We do not fight with our strength, for the arm of flesh will fail. So this is the cry of the Levitical tribe, the priestly tribe, that he purges, he purifies. And one of the ways that God purifies is through fire, that he will take us through the fire. And every dirt in us that does not represent Christ will be purged. So weep not, sons of God. You might have fallen, but weep not, for there is hope for a tree, even though it is cut down. For at the scent of water, it will grow again. Nazarites, your hair is growing again. It's growing again.
Holy Ghost.
Jesus. Purgings are going on right now. He will hear your cry. He will hear your cry louder. He will hear your cry. He will hear your cry. He will hear your cry. Sincerely, sincerely. See him alone. Not Asha, see him alone. From the depth of your heart. Oh my God. Oh my God. Sincerely, we have 2 minutes more. Sincerely, come on, sincerely, cry out. For the last time,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, oh, of the altar of me.
If you are here, you don't have a relationship with Jesus. You don't have a walk with Jesus. I'm counting to four, and I will not call again. God wants to reignite altars again. You want to make it right with Jesus? Come. Give them space. You should come forward. Give them space.
Holy God.
Just go on your knees.
On the altar.
Now those of us, oh my God, such a presence. Just put your right hand on your chest, your left hand on your head. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Come on, shout it, Lord Jesus. Shout it, Lord Jesus. I come to you today. I come to, please help anybody under their hands so they don't injure themselves. Wash us. I come to you today as a vessel seeking for help. I can't do it on my own. I can't walk through this path on my own. Sincerely say it. I can't walk through this path on my own. Right now, I know you put this meeting for my sake, and I'm here according to your census. So Jesus, put your hands on me. Holy Spirit, put your hands on me. Holy Spirit, put your hands on me. Holy Spirit, put your, oh my God. Holy Spirit, put your hands on me. Wash me. Purge me. Purge me. Now. 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 Come on, cry out. Now. 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 warmth, like fire, like water. You start feeling the washings of the Spirit. It's happening to you now. It's happening to you. Just stay on it. 1 minute more. Just whisper the name Jesus. We're going to whisper the name Jesus.